Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens. Galatians 6:2 said, bear one another's burdens and therefore fulfill the law of Christ. When my dad died 3 years ago, he was in the funeral home in a hearse or in a casket, and then they put it in a hearse. And in Ireland, what you do is you walk behind the hearse as it moves very slowly, and you walk through the streets, and so people are lined up. And it's a very public thing. And so you, as the only son, I walked behind it. Everybody walked further back from me. When we got in front of the building where they were going to bring him in, when the hearse stopped, the guy opened the door and he began to pull the casket out. And all of a sudden I realized there's just me standing here. I can't lift this casket. So I turned around and I saw some cousins. I said, please help me. And they came and they got underneath the casket and they got the weight of that casket on their shoulders, and together they all lifted to help me carry the casket. When it says bear one another's burdens, the word there means to get underneath the burden of someone and help them carry it. There are times when we go through lives where we have burdens that are too much for us. And what are the body of Christ to do? What is the family of Christ to do? Not to stand off one another and say, what is wrong with him? What is wrong with her? But to get underneath the burden and to help them. 1 John chapter 3 says, if you see your brother has a need and you close your heart, how can you say that God's love is within you? He said, let us not love with merely word, but let us love in deed. God wants us to bear one another's burdens by practically meeting the needs of one another. Love is as simple as meeting someone's needs. The scripture says in Galatians 6, as you have opportunity, do good to all men, especially those of the household of God. When you have an opportunity and is within your power to help someone, then get underneath the burden and bear it. You say, how long? Until the burden is taken care of. And he says, as you do this, you fulfill the law of Christ.